Okay, so this is a special episode of Picayune Conversations. I have some very, very special guests today. Would you like to introduce yourself? What's your name?
Ruby.
This is Ruby. And how old are you, Ruby?
7.
There's no way you're 7.
I'm
really?
7.
Really? When did you turn 7?
November 4th.
November 4th. Okay. And Truman? Well, I already just said your name. What's your name?
Truman.
Nice. I like the extra nonverbal touch there. And Truman, how old are you?
9.
And you turned 9 on?
August 1st.
Oh, my goodness. We're giving out personal information here on the podcast. Probably some rule against this. But, okay, so I thought that I would have you guys on. What was yesterday we celebrated something. What was yesterday?
Thanksgiving.
It's
my answer.
Yeah? Oh, she took your answer?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I was
just
thinking
to ask her. Oh, no, you could. You know what would be super helpful?
What?
I want to make sure that everybody can hear and understand what you're saying when you say it. Do you think you could, like, I love your silly voices, but I don't know. Do you think everybody will be able to understand it?
Yes.
Well, I guess you'll decide. But so, okay, so here's the thing. I wanted to have you guys on because sometimes adults, we have these very silly ideas, like, we know everything and kids don't know anything. And that is just ridiculous. You guys teach me stuff all the time. And, you know, I teach you guys stuff too, but you teach me a lot. And
what did we teach you?
Oh, well,
everything.
Well, like Truman teaches me lots of things about science. Ruby, the other day, I asked you, you were showing me some things about ballet and you taught me what an arabesque was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I for some reason thought that was a plié. And you cleared it up for me. That was good, right? Okay, so here's the thing. So we get these silly ideas as adults where we like, oh yeah, we know everything and the kids don't know anything. But you guys know all kinds of stuff. And so I thought that we'd have a little Thanksgiving episode where you guys could teach us some things about gratitude and thankfulness. So first of all, I'm curious, can you guys tell me some things that you are thankful for?
My family.
Your family?
And Bagheera.
Oh, and who's, for the people listening, who's Bagheera?
My cat.
Bagheera's our cat. That's right. And what are you thankful for about your family and about Bagheera?
Because they're nice.
Because they're nice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because Bagheera's soft.
Oh, and Bagheera's soft. Yeah. Okay. Truman, what are you thankful for?
Video games.
Okay, now you gotta, okay, some adults have such a sour attitude about video games. What do you like about, help us to understand, what's great about video games?
It exercises your fingers.
Okay, so you build some strength and endurance in your fingers?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you like about video games?
Because Fortnite's on it.
Because Fortnite, you and I play Fortnite together sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What is fun about Fortnite?
Everything.
When he gets smashed up.
Mm-hmm.
Smashed up. I love smashing stuff.
You Fortnite. Like smashing stuff. Okay. Okay, now here's my question for you guys. Okay, what is it that adults, what is it that we as adults have not figured out? You know, like we think we know something, but we're maybe wrong about it.
1,000 times a thousand.
Technology.
Okay, tell me what you mean by technology, and then I want to come back to you too, Rubes.
Like, adults just try to overdo things like cyber trucks.
So,
okay, so... okay, so... So we try to overdo things. Can you say a little bit more so I understand?
So people just try to overdo things.
Could it be that what you're saying is, like, adults, we sometimes we can overcomplicate things.
Yes.
And then we end up making something like the Cybertruck. And what's your problem with the Cybertruck?
I like it, but it's just, it can flip over very easily.
Is it? Is that true?
No.
It's
just too cool.
Okay. Now, here's my question. Is there something other than Cybertrucks and technology that adults overcomplicate?
Teslas.
Okay, I'm saying.
I know.
Other than technology, are there other things that we overcomplicate?
Hmm.
Like, I just mean in life.
I guess so, but I can't find an example.
Okay. if you think of some, let us know, okay?
You can't figure out 1,000 times 1,000.
No, that's not true.
I ask you, what's 1,000 times 1,000?
You can't put me on the spot. I think it's 1,000,000.
What's 1,000,000 times 1,000,000?
1,000,000 times 1,000,000? That's like, I don't know, quadrillion or something, I think.
See, you don't know it.
I think it's 1,000,000,000,000.
I don't know. Is that okay? That's true. But I'm saying in life, what do adults get wrong? We get all kinds of things wrong. What do we get wrong? Or you could think about it this way. What's your complaint about adults? It's like, ugh, adults. How would you finish that sentence, Ruby?
They always have to do boring work stuff, and they always watch super boring football that I don't like.
Okay, so they always have to do lots of work stuff, super boring work stuff.
Yeah, and I have to read the whole time, and it's not like reading very, very, very long.
Okay, now here's my question. What do you think that adults should be doing instead of super boring work stuff or super boring
playing
football?
Playing with their kids.
Playing with their kids. And if you could play with adults, what would you like to play?
Football.
Okay,
games.
Okay, like, could you give an example of a game?
Uno.
Uno, okay. I'm going to have to take that into consideration. Now, Truman, did anything come to mind while Ruby was sharing about what adults we just get wrong, or what's your complaint about adults? Other than overcomplicating cyber trucks?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. Okay, so then maybe one other thing. I would like for you guys to give a piece of advice to adults.
Like, what kind of advice?
Quit.
It could be about anything.
All right. Quit work and play with your kids.
quit work and play with your kids. I'm kind of getting called out here, but I am here for it. What do you think, Ruth?
Try to never work on the holidays.
Try to never work on the holidays. Yeah, and what do you think adults should do instead of not working? This is a question to both of you.
Say it again. I'll say it.
What do you think adults should do instead of working? I think you kind of already said, but say a little more. So if they're not going to work, what should they be doing?
Playing with their kids.
Playing with their kids. And playing what with their kids, do you think?
Video games.
Play video games. Okay, Roots, what do you think?
Wait. I already told you.
Oh, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said, try to get off work for the holidays.
Try to get off work for the holidays. Yeah, but to do what? What do you think adults should do when they're off work?
To spend time with family.
To spend time with family.
On the holidays.
On the holidays, right. And what do you think we should do with our families when we get time off for the holidays? It could be anything.
I forgot the word for it.
Okay. Do you want a minute? You can't remember?
No.
Okay, that's all right. You know what? We'll trust you that you've got the idea in your head. What do you think? If it comes to you, you let us know. Okay, very last thing. Tell everybody who's listening something that you're really good at and then something that you are working to improve at.
Biking.
And is that something you're really good at or something you're working to improve at?
Working to improve at.
Okay. Well, give us an update. How are you doing with biking?
And splits.
Oh, and doing the splits. Wow. So you're working on both those things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Those are pretty big goals. How are you doing on those goals?
Bad on biking, good on splits.
Well, can you say more about bad on biking?
I never practice a lot.
What do you think keeps you from practicing?
That I'm busy.
You're too busy?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is going good about splits? You're telling us that you're making good progress on splits.
Well, I still need to work on it.
You still need to work. Right, but you're saying you're making good progress.
I know.
What's helping you to make good progress?
Practice it every now and then.
Okay. I'm hearing the word practice a couple times. So for you, that's a way to work towards your goals.
But something that I'm doing really good at is cartwheels.
Oh, cartwheels. Yeah. And how long did it take you to learn to do a cartwheel?
Two years ago or 1 year ago.
Okay. Yeah. And Ruby, I'm just aware that you can do a cartwheel and I can't. See, this is another thing. Adults think they've got it all figured out and we can't even do cartwheels. And here you are at the ripe old age of, what is it, like 5?
No.
What? No, it's 6. You turned 6.
No, I turned 6.
Oh, she turned, that's right, she turned 7. At the ripe old age of 7, here you are doing something I can't do. Pretty cool. Now, Truman, what is it that you're doing well at, and what is it? What's something that you're working to improve on?
What I'm well at? Staring at Cybertrucks, playing video games, football, biking, all kinds of stuff. But things I'm not good at is things that Ruby are good at.
Well, like cartwheel splits and those stuff.
Exactly what she said.
No, but I'm saying, what is it that you're improving on?
Oh.
Yeah.
He just told you.
No.
What are you working to improve on?
Running.
I'm running. Can you tell everybody really briefly, maybe just a few sentences about how you're working to improve on running?
What do you mean?
Well, like, I'm thinking maybe you could tell them a little bit about your run club and training for the race that you just did.
What he said.
You're letting me speak for you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I see.
Thank you.
I see.
I'll speak for him.
Was that?
I'll speak for him.
You want to speak for him?
No.
Okay. so here's... I think that this is a really helpful conversation just to hear a little bit of wisdom from a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old. Thank you guys so much for sharing. Is there anything else you want to say before we finish?
Bye.
Want to say bye?
Bye.
Play with the camera. Bye.